In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the ending of our Chair of Unity Octave, where we pray for the conversion of pagans. And today, at the end of this octave, we have the feast of conversion of Saint Paul, the great apostle of nations and that of those of Gentiles and pagans. Saint Paul was first named Saul, and as a young man, he was a very bright student of his ancient religion, those of the Jews. And when he grew older, he became a fierce hater of Christians. He persecuted the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem because he did not know that Jesus was their Messiah and Jesus was God. It was Saul who held the robes of the men who stoned to death the very first martyr, Saint Stephen. But one day, Saul, when he was on his way to hunt down more Christians in the city of Damascus, a great light suddenly shone all around him. As Saul fell from his horse, he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And then he asked, "Who are you, O Lord?" And our Lord answered, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." And afraid and trembling, Saul said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" And at that moment, Saul was completely changed. From a fierce hater and persecutor of Christians, he became a Christian himself. And not only a Christian who was baptized, but Saul became a great lover of Jesus. After his baptism, he thought only one thing in this life, that is, making everybody else know and love Jesus, our Savior. And this Saul we know by his Roman name, Saint Paul. Saint Paul is the great apostle who traveled all over the world, preaching about Jesus and converting millions of people in one city after another. He started this movement of converting all the nations to our Lord, and he is marked about one of the greatest apostles and missionary of the church history. And because of this great work, Saint Paul worked and suffered, and his enemies tried to kill him many, many times. But still, nothing could stop him from bringing souls to Jesus. And late in his life, when he was old and tired, he was once again put in prison and sentenced to die. But even still, Saint Paul was happy to suffer for Christ. Dear children, as a great apostle of nations, Saint Paul was one of those people whom God truly changed. You can see in his life that God can truly change hearts, and he can change the most wicked of men into a great lover and preacher of Jesus. Whenever we see and meet people who seem to be really mean to us, who seem to be really wicked, or who seem to be that they would never accept Jesus, they would never join to his church, remember the example of Saint Paul and ask Saint Paul's intercession for those poor people who refuse to recognize our Lord and to join to his church. When we today end our Chair of Unity octave, and let us remember in the future also its teachings, that by our own power we have no opportunity to convert anybody, but it is solely God himself who calls people, who calls the nations into his church. And if we live a good and holy life and collect lots of graces to ourselves, God is able to, or we are able to be heard by Almighty God, that as many nations, as many people, and as many people whom they are more and more hear this loving call of God, and they will answer to His call, and God can change their hearts also, from those who are attached to the world to those who are now attached solely to Jesus. May God bless you in the name of